Hello.
Hello, is anyone there?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, do we have a couple people here? This is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Hi. How is everybody doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
Good. We are going to get right into the call tonight, since it's just about a half an hour, and we're talking about the main call, main teleseminar, so we're going to get right into that, and then I will open the line for about 5 or 10 minutes if anyone has any questions at the end. Okay. All right, here we go. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to the preview call for Breaking Through Emotional Barriers with Essential Oils, Getting Off the Emotional Gerbil Wheel and Empowering Your Life, Part 2. Yay! This is Nan Martin of ExperienceEssentialOils.com, and this is the preview call for the second teleseminar that I will be having on clearing emotions and belief systems using essential oils. Eventually, there will be 3 parts in the teleseminar series, and then in 2012, the info on the teleseminars with some additional information will then be compiled in an e-book, which I'll have available for sale on the site. And, of course, the teleseminar, not this particular one, this is a free call, but the teleseminar part 2 will be available on the website as well. If you did not get the first part of the seminar, you can download it for free from my website, which, again, is experience-essential-oils.com. There's a link directly to it from the right-hand column on my homepage, or you can find it under the events, oil events section in the navigation bar on the left. If you just opt in, a link will be sent to you, and then you can listen to it at your will. Tonight, I'm going to partially summarize that seminar, and share with you some key points to take into part 2. So, again, if you have not listened to it, I do suggest that you do before you take the second part of the teleseminar, as you will need that background information. So, the first portion of the free teleseminar, we spoke about the science behind emotions and beliefs and how oils, especially how essential oils, help to clear and release them. We learned what are emotions and beliefs. It's interesting, but most of us don't even have any understanding what an emotion is or even how a belief is formed. And then we have no idea what to do about them. Once we have them, we end up storing them in the body, and they go unresolved. This is what's commonly referred to as repressed or stuffed emotions. So in that part, we learned about the mechanism behind it. Okay? We learned about how the emotions are stored at a cellular level in various parts of the body, including our limbic system. And they contribute to many of the physical ailments or the emotional conditions we have. We also learned that most of emotions are subconscious. Every single time I read a new article, you know, I think of years ago, it was like we thought we had 90% subconscious thought. 5 years ago, it was 95%. And I recently read an article that said, no, about 98% of what we do is all subconscious, which is simply amazing. That means we're pretty much walking around autopilot, okay? So any of these emotions are going to be triggered simply by a smell, a thought, a memory, or even an image, and then they're brought on. The things that possibly are subconscious are brought into the conscious, or we just are on autopilot. That's the gerbil wheel, is that it's almost like a response system, where you have the emotion, it's in your cell, and then that's your conditioned response, okay? So we learn these emotions and beliefs virtually, when you're like that, govern everything we do, from our choices we make to what we manifest or attract in our life. Okay? So the one key point that we learned in that seminar that is contrary to popular belief is that we are not a victim of our beliefs and emotions or anything else in our lives, including our diseases. And most of us are taught that we cannot change them, that it is not possible, that it is imprinted into our DNA, and that's it. You have to live with whatever you thought. And, you know, that's a lie. I don't like this, that we're being told that. I'm living proof of that, that I had to completely change my belief system and who I am to be who I am today, and I did it. And that is why and how I came about dedicating my life to helping others learn this and change their patterning. That's how I ended up being an intuitive coach, walking through that path and clearing all my stuff out so I could actually become intuitive and know how to help others in the process of that. Okay? The second hour of that seminar, we learned about how oils could release and clear emotional blockages in the body and the limbic system. We learned that oils have multiple healing properties. They cross the blood-brain barrier. They can cleanse, delete, and restore information on a DNA level, which means that if we can cleanse, delete, and restore information on DNA level, that means we can change our emotional patterning and our belief system. Oils, of course, are just one of the ways we can do that. There are different ways to do that. Another key point that I'd like to make and make sure people are taking it into the next part of this is that, remember, we are responsible for changing what we don't like. And I ask that everybody stop being a victim of that. I want everyone to start looking at the non-physical end of everything that's happening in their life, because all of our challenges, even our health challenges, are spiritual, have a spiritual or an emotional root to them. Or even if it's just part of it, it might not be the whole thing, but it has a part in it. Okay, and getting to those roots, not the superficial emotion, getting to the real root is buried in that subconscious mind is really the key to unlocking what you want to change in your life. Okay. So now we understand the mechanisms and the science behind clearing and reprogramming emotions and how oils can accomplish this. Now we move to the next step, which is how to identify the emotions that are holding us back. And this is the core of my next seminar, the next teleseminar. So there's different ways to identify emotions. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. You know, this can be a little bit of a challenge. However, like learning any skill, it may take some effort to find out what method is best for you. And then how to go about practicing it, but you can develop that skill because we have the skill. So all we need to do is make it more of an awareness issue and develop that skill. And you guys can do that, okay? With that said, the good news is in 2012, I'm really making a serious commitment to teaching teleseminars monthly on many of the methods and topics we're going to be speaking about in the teleseminar, the second part of the teleseminar. So I have, you know, so each one of those topics we can start expanding on so people can develop those skills. So on the call coming up, we'll be learning about several methods for identifying emotions and oils to use to clear them. There are many methods, but some of the key points we're discussing are, first of all, of course, what are the methods? And I'll take a couple of minutes to explain each method and how they work. The second thing I was talking about is why these methods work and don't work. I always hear about why things work, but it's important to know the limitations of each method as well. And there are limitations to things. Okay, we don't use a hammer to change a tire. it does a fantastic job of putting nails through a board. So, you know, you've got to use certain tools for certain things. And there are limitations, and you're going to learn that because our mind tends to get, in some of these methods, our mind really tends to get in the way, so you're not getting the correct information. But we'll talk about that. Now, we'll also learn why we must identify the specific emotion for us. And I'm reminded to tell people that the body works in specifics and not generalities. That is my forte, is I'm able to figure out what the specific emotion is. That's everybody's biggest challenge. This is why most general clearing programs don't work for people. They say 3% of programs work for individuals. Why it works for that certain person is because they hit it on the nail and that was it. Oh, it was a nail in the head. That was the emotion that needed to be cleared or whatever they needed to hear that night. But the body is very specific, meaning it knows all the emotions. It knows the definition of them. It knows what your body vibrates to and which ones you associate with and what you have a charge to or not. Okay? So if you're clearing on unworthy versus worthlessness, just something like that makes a huge difference in what you're doing. Okay? And sometimes I just want to say that you know, we're so close to these emotions because it's so deep in us that, you know, oftentimes that we may need some help to figure that out because we're just too close to it. Okay? I'm sure you understand that. So just a reminder that, again, remember, we manifest what the body and the subconscious mind believe. Okay? So if we are clearing what we think is the issue, not what the body believes, then we don't clear it. It doesn't clear. Okay? So the other part of the seminar, which is not only fun but really important, is through the class, I always do exercises and some healing work throughout the class. Everybody understands what's going on. I don't just like the lecture, but the exercises in particular are a lot of fun. At least you'll start to get an understanding on what's happening. Okay, so what methods will we be going over? Well, we're going to start with the easiest method. The easiest method is using some reference books. It is easy, but again, you know, sorting through the books is, you know, if you haven't done it before, you might be able to need some guidance there. So this is the easiest because typically we can pick out what's in our awareness. For instance, I have stress, I am angry, I know I have resentment. Some of those things you can see, pick, you know, you can look in the book and look at those and then see what's going on. So with the physical conditions, this process is a lot easier. You can look in a book and look up fibromyalgia and see what emotions are there and then backtrack it to the oil. Okay. So, again, the problem is that is we're going to talk about what are some of the issues and problems with that in the class. Again, the limitations. But at the second hour of the class, on the second night, we're going to be going over the books and going through an example. And at the end tonight here, I'm going to quickly go over what books I recommend for the class. The second thing we're going to be talking a little bit about is muscle testing or muscle strength testing. A lot of people use this way. I think it's a very good way to something we can all learn, and it's very good. That's the applied kinesiology method. Here you can use a strong muscle in your body to find out the answer to a question. I think it's a very interesting method because it taps into your body's awareness and the disconnects in your energy. Your body doesn't lie, so you can get a lot of information from this method, but it still has limitations, and we're going to talk about those. But again, what's good about those first two things is that anyone can learn them. Okay, now the next two things we're going to talk about, which of course are my absolute favorites, are energy sensing and awareness and intuition. And again, I can spend an entire week teaching these classes. So what this is meant to do is we're going to have an overview of them and start to teach you about energy, start to give you exercises where we can start bringing that awareness to yourself and sense more energy. And, you know, again, with these energy sensing and intuition, most people ask me, they don't quite understand that, so we're going to go over it, but people need to remember that we already have these abilities. It's just uncovering them, okay? And through this work, what's so powerful about this work, besides it can change your life, though, is that the more you do this work and you clear out stuff or blocked emotions, the clearer you are, the better your intuition and your energy skills become, okay? And again, we all have those skills, okay? Everybody walks in a room and is like, oh, my God, it's so negative this room. That's how I know we have those skills, okay? We all have had senses where something's wrong. That's intuition when something just comes to you. You don't know. It just comes to you, okay? But, you know, it's like when we have all these emotions and we have everybody else's stuff going on and we don't know who we are, it's hard to see through that, okay? If I walk into a house and it's stuffed packed with stuff, I can't even see there's a room on the other side. I can't see to my way to the kitchen, okay? So the information is already there. We just need to uncover it. The second night, we'll be taking a closer look at those methods and then using them to identify oils to clear the emotions. So there's sort of, you know, there's two parts here. You need to kind of know what emotion, what's going on, and then you need to know what oil, okay? And, again, we're going to find out why it's important to select the correct oil. Why does it matter? Why does it even matter? Why can't we just use a reference guide and just pick one up, okay? And that has to do, we're going to learn more about that, but it has to do with the vibration of our body and the oil itself, okay? So certain ones don't necessarily work. And as a matter of fact, you know, what I've found is that even some oils may even create the body to even shut down or bring up almost too much stuff to the point where no one can process it again. And this is, again, some of the issues when we're doing maybe a liver cleanse or something like that. We're detoxing the body, but we're detoxing emotions at the same time, and no one knows sort of what to do with that, okay? And there's certain methods out there in the healing arts that you know, do amazing jobs with people, but, you know, there's certain ones that, again, we bring up the emotion, but we're not clearing it. The body doesn't understand it, and it actually creates more frustration, and it allows the body to shut down. So it is important. Okay. So, again, we're going to be going over why the methods work and why they don't work. We see so much why they work, but I want you to understand both sides of the coin. And we're going to do those exercises again. I have a bunch of really fun exercises we're going to be doing. When I'm selecting a caller to work with, when we select a caller to work with the first night, I usually ask somebody to email me why I should be selecting them, sort of like what is going on with their life, and there is a thought process for me on that, because I do want to select somebody that's going to be good for the group, obviously, also to learn from. And then we will work through it all together using, you know, maybe insert, again, starting from the book, and then I'll intuit what's going on. We'll all do some little, you know, we'll work through some of those methods. And that's a great exercise because, you know, you'll see the results from the different methods, because sometimes they're different, and then how they work together. So on that note, let's quickly just talk about the books that I recommend for the class. There's three main books that I recommend that I use in my practice all the time. One is Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman. Second is Louise Hay's Heal Your Body. And those two books deal with emotions and affirmations, and they don't deal necessarily with essential oils. Okay. And then the third book is Releasing Emotional Patterning with Essential Oils. That is Carolyn Mind's book. And that does help people pair the emotion with the oil, again, on generalities, not tuning into yourself, but it does help quite a bit. There also has a good section on muscle testing in there. So those are the three main books, and they're all, everything is available on my website. There's links to Amazon for that if you're interested in buying it. You don't have to have them for the class, but if you go along here and if you want to learn more about doing this, then you'll probably want to read up with them. And also, if you have an essential oil desk reference or a reference guide for essential oils, that will also be useful in the class. And then the other, you know, there's a lot of other books that I mentioned on my website that are good for learning about emotions. But, again, those were pretty much in that first part of the teleseminar, like Biology of Belief, Molecules of Emotion by Candace Pert. There's a lot of great books out there that now that talk about how emotions are stored, and now it's not quite taboo, which I love. So it's more becoming more and more mainstream. Okay. Okay. So why would you want to take this class or register for the seminar? Here's a few reasons. If you're interested in learning more about essential oils or energy healing or intuition, this is a good class for that. If you have any anxiety or anger, anything, depression, self-esteem, any emotional or physical condition, in my mind, any time you can take a class and learn a little bit more about what's going on in your body, you increase that self-awareness. And any time you increase your self-awareness, then you push you forward in your spiritual journey or your wherever you're going in your life. That's important. Okay, so we also are talking about energy work, which is a way to increase your emotional self-awareness. You feel stuck. You know, you feel stuck. You're not sure why. Just being in a class sometimes is enough to just go, oh, that's what it is. That's what it is, because maybe someone else in that class or maybe the example that we're providing that night can help you. And how many times I've done that, you know, just taking one little class and it's related to what you need. Okay. I also say if you're manifesting the same results in your life all the time, take the class. You understand why and what you can do next. Okay. And now some of the biggest reasons. I'm really excited because I'll be giving away two chances to win an intuitive clearance session. The wins, you might have to be present on the call to win. That's how I think. So I'm going to give one away on each live call, okay? And that's really exciting. So I'll give everyone a chance. Again, maybe you're that person that needs to win that intuitive session. And then I'm really giving away three things, in my opinion, because I'll be selecting at least one caller to work with on the second evening. And again, this will be very interesting and a great learning experience because you'll be able to see the difference between the methods and how they all work together. Okay. When is the seminar? The teleseminar is held Tuesday, November 29th and Thursday, December 1st, both at 8 p.m. EST, Eastern Coast Time. I do that because I think it's good to... It's a lot of information the first night, and it gives you a chance to sort of go back over those exercises and mull it over, and then Thursday night's a shorter night, and then we do, for further exercises, and then we have a Q&A. So I like that a little better. There will be a recording of the class. And again, but between the intuitive session, you must be present on the call. I am offering this class for only for $44 until Sunday, November 27th, and then it'll be $49 until a live event. Once it goes live and I put it for sale on the website, I will be charging $97. So this is right now you will save 50% by registering and attending the class right now. And it's well worth that. I always say I'm going to do 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm always over, especially that second night. If, you know, if we get into really helping somebody and we need the time, I don't cut it short. So we'll take as much time as we need to answer questions and to help everyone. Okay? When you go to the website and register, you will link to Eventbrite. It will pay through PayPal, but you don't have to have a PayPal account. Once you get there on the page, there's an option for paying as a guest, and you can use any credit card you'd like. I tell people that because a lot of people see the PayPal logo and just go, oh, no, I don't have an account. Okay? So if you're ready to take action now, maybe you want to get help now and you don't want to wait for the class, or, you know, if something appealed to you tonight and you really feel like moving forward quickly, then I do have a complimentary assessment strategy, which we talk about a 10 or 15-minute session on what I see for you and how you can move forward quickly and answer any questions you have on my particular work, because the work I do is we're clearing emotions energetically as well as using the oils. So it's a little bit of a more accelerated program. Okay, and all you do on that is you go on my website to the contact page, and there's actually just a schedule now button. It's very easy. It tells you all the times I'm available. I spend a little bit each day helping people out on that level. Okay? So if there's any more questions, again, this is just a short intro to kind of just go over all the stuff we're going to be learning so much more on the call. I'm really excited about it, and I'm just so excited to be in 2012. I'm just so excited to be talking about and teaching everybody in developing your energy skills, your intuition skills, and just going way deeper into so much information to teach everybody. And I'm learning new information all the time on oils that are clearing the upper levels of the body, and how we can use them with crystals and shapes, and just so many different things. Sacred geometry is all starting to sort of come together right now, and so there's just lots more to learn, and I know all you guys will just eat it up, because I am. So if there's not any other, what I'll do right now is I'll just open the line, and if anyone has any questions about the class, then you can go ahead and I'll go ahead and take a couple questions. Is there anyone that has any questions about the class coming up? Or any questions in general?
Carol, this is Susan.
Hi.
Hi. On November 1st, you were on Blog Talk Radio and you did a guided meditation using symbols for the different levels. Are you going to be incorporating that into the class?
No, that's really a separate class.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's you're talking really about sacred geometry. This is really about you know, finding the emotions.
Okay.
Your specific emotions, and then finding the oil to clear it. The sacred geometry meditation is awesome, but it doesn't necessarily clear specific emotions. It's meant to complement this work, though. I will tell you that. So I need to do a separate class on that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody being on this call. And if you do have any questions that I didn't answer this evening, then please just email me, and that would be fine. Otherwise, register on the website and look forward to speaking with everybody the 29th and December 1st and giving away some fantastic intuitive sessions and just learning, teaching everyone more about how we can clear some of these emotions out and clear some of our beliefs. All right? All right, everybody. Have a fantastic night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.